It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 313.
What's going on? What's cracking? Let's start with some compliments.
Okay.
Mr. 97, I mean, anything changes in this office, I'm talking a hair's put differently. Mm-hmm. We all pick up on it. People in the cafe downstairs at our office pick up on it. A bloke said to me today, oh, you've had a haircut. I said, no, I just tucked what is my hair into my hat. That he was meaning you got rid of your mullet.
Mm. So what? So you want compliments?
I want a compliment for Mr. 97. That colour T-shirt, I mean, it's grey. It's perfect for you, buddy. Keep going. With those green, like, what are they? Khaki? Not the khaki. They're like...
Army green.
Yeah. Those pants. You're on point, son. I don't know.
It just does look
compliments
very good.
Your head. You know?
Why are you doing compliments?
I don't know. I just felt like doing compliments.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while. It's it's been a ride of a lot of guests.
Yeah.
For the last few episodes. So it feels like we've gotten to this cadence that is a little bit fast.
Yeah. Well, so there's some things that I want to bring up with a guest, but then I don't want to sort of trivialize or like pull them into our bullshit. Sometimes it's fun. Other times it's not. I mean, now maybe I was just setting up with a positive so I can bring Mr. 97 down again.
Do you actually have something?
Well, I've given him a lot of criticism about his phone habits, i.e. his habit of texting and not actually getting on the blower.
On the blower.
And calling or having any conversation. You call the kid and he's like, hello? Oh, what is this technology?
I'm actually I'm over the phone thing too. I'm just like, I'm over social media, which I've retired from anyway.
That has to be taken out of your vocabulary. Because someone who's retired, Shane Warne retires from cricket, isn't just out there, oh, I'll play another test match today. I can still say I'm retired. Doesn't work like that, bruh. It's retired from social media. What does that word mean?
I didn't die from social media. I'm still like, I'm just like, I exited, but sometimes I check it.
Yes. Yeah, but you can't be, it's like virtue signaling. I'm done. I'm off social media.
No, but maybe it's like you can retire from AFL, but could you still play in sort of the juniors?
Yeah, you still play footy.
So you're not retired?
You're not retired.
Okay, all right. Fair enough. No, but the phone thing.
So, okay, no. It's not the same because you're coming back into social media. You're playing, so you're like the AFL player that's retired from the game, but if he's just at the MCG and there's a bit of footy happening and they've one person down, you've just come on for a quick kick. You're not retired.
No, well, is it? So, is what about? Actually, here's a good analogy.
Okay, we're finding a new word or a.
No, we're sticking with retirement. But what you're saying is because Shane Warne retired from cricket.
Yeah.
Shane Warne's not allowed to go and watch the cricket anymore.
No, that's fine.
So, I watch the cricket all the time, as in social media.
No, you
media.
Don't. You post.
Okay.
It's not the same. He's still. You're the Shane Warne that goes and runs on the field and bowls a quick spin ball.
Okay. All right.
You're not retired.
One understands. Anyone outside of Australia knows who the fuck you're talking about,
by the way. Shane Warne was going out with Liz Hurley and she's quite, she's famous. Quite a superstar.
She was in Austin Powers, I believe.
Yeah, she was.
Good
she was
film, great. Austin Powers.
The whole thing about Mr. 97, I thought it was unique to his generation. Like, young kids don't want to just have anything other than some inbox, like Facebook Messenger. Or WhatsApp. It's just like the furthest thing from a real communication.
What about FaceTime? Would you be more likely to do a video? Well, you can't FaceTime. You don't even.
Yeah, probably.
Would you be more likely to do a Skype?
Mate.
Nah, Skype's whack.
Yeah, Skype is too corporate, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Now he's having a dig at the technology.
So how would you actually. Sorry, Russ. Skype for business is a great. It's not like Skype's not for you. But for small
personal
businesses.
Use, not sure about that. Business is
small
fantastic.
Business. Yeah, absolutely. You can get a phone number. You can make in and out calls.
All right, mate. We're not. We don't use Skype here.
I actually do. Remember, I told you today. Did you not hear how I answered the phone?
Was that a Skype call?
Big media company. This is Josh. It's the first time.
It gave me tingles.
I had to have my phone. Like we have a Skype number just so we've got a number. But like, I never have Skype on.
Yeah.
But I think the combination of having Skype on and I was on my phone And so I got the Skype call. I was like, this is a Skype call.
Yeah. Okay.
And so that's why I said.
I once organized to do a pitch for this video idea that I had. I told you about it ages ago. And so I really wanted to sort of have the visual component to be able to sell in the idea and get across what I'm saying. I said to him, let's have a Skype chat and I'll run you through my idea.
Oh, this is right. I had to do all the setting up. We got the cameras so we could film the shot.
No, that was another one.
Okay.
This was one where I was like, I was relying on the video.
Okay.
He just called me on Skype.
Yeah.
I was like, what is the point? Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Like, I think it'd make more sense now to maybe do that because people do use this kind of shit for calls. But this was probably 3 years ago. It was like, no one has the Skype app unless you're using the video component of it. Why are you doing this? Anyway, should we get to why I'm sort of getting at Mr. 97? Should I get at it? Because we've gone way off.
Well, part of me was, I was going to say, what happens if we say no? Did you wonder that 97? Because he sort of asked us.
Well, I was like, did you have anything more to put to what you're saying?
Are you done?
Are you done?
Am I done?
There's a lot of the time Mr. 97 and I are thinking, are you done yet?
No, I think I'm done.
You're done. Anyway, I was having a dig at him for not using the phone, not making phone calls and speaking to people. Mm-hmm. He's not alone because we got a message from Chelsea, who is our mate Peter Shepherd, mm-hmm. Periscope Pete. It's his girlfriend.
Yeah.
This blew me away. Never received an email from her, mm-hmm. I don't think.
No, this is our first email from Chelsea.
Yeah. Opens up strong. Hi, legends.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Peter Shepherd's girlfriend here. Thought I would throw a random fact into the mix in regards to phone calls. So this is fresh off the back.
Well, the thing is, human Periscope, very businesslike, very professional.
Totally.
So
he's calming. I love hearing his voice.
Yeah.
I like speaking to him. I'd love phone calls with him.
I could imagine him eventually. He seems like the kind of guy who could have an earpiece doing coaching calls type of thing.
And I'd be calling him.
He's got the presence of, as you've seen in previous videos, but almost a little bit like Tony Robbins in size.
Yeah, big man.
So I would have thought that he would have been all about that phone call.
You're absolutely wrong, and I was wrong. Mm. The human Periscope and I have been together for 3 years. Hands down, have never called each other or had a conversation on the phone, ever. Unbelievable scenes. Love your podcast. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, Charles.
That is mind-blowing, and I haven't seen Pete.
Mm.
You've seen Pete since this email has come through.
Go follow him on Instagram because he posted just moments ago a beautiful photo of Pete.
Him on the phone.
No, he's not on the phone. It's a photo of him and he's looking out and there's a hot air balloon.
Yeah. Classic scenes around here.
Who took the photo?
It was moi. I took the photo. And so it was a really nice scene actually. But I did ask him about it.
Yeah.
First of all, he felt betrayed by Charles.
Yeah. Well, that's why I actually didn't bring it up straight away because I was like, if you've spoken to him, obviously then we can talk about it. Because you would have said, I haven't heard what you're about to say.
I mean, I'm loosely lips Jansen. I'll let anything
true,
fly.
But then I can blame you because you haven't told me. No, Pete said, don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. So obviously he hasn't said that.
Have you ever been responsible? We've got a friend who was responsible for a divorce. Have you ever
been responsible for
someone else breaking
something
up?
Slip? Not someone breaking up. I told my brother what we were doing on his Bucks party. He didn't know. But so it was like a surprise.
Oh, but that's got nothing to know. It was a specific, the phone, if it was a phone, a 131060.
Yeah, have you had someone break up?
Have you broken up a couple?
No, definitely
not. Your phone was, have you ruined a surprise?
Yeah, I've ruined
a surprise. Do you see how it's a bit different?
Yeah, a little bit different.
But no, so I was bringing it up with Pete because I straight away, when I got the email, we got the email from Chelsea, I think it was on Monday.
Yeah.
And it took us... Well, it's Thursday now.
Yeah.
It's taken us a few days to get to
it. Lots of guests.
Well, but also because I was thinking about all the content opportunities.
Having their first phone call.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot does come to mind.
But it did feel, putting your sensibilities on, it's a little bit pantomime, a little bit radio,
I would have been in on that.
Gotcha.
I actually just think more of what Pete thinks about it and what Chelsea thinks about it. Chelsea has the sensibility. Or the desensitized to the reality of it's a bit weird. So she's like, yeah, it's a bit weird, guys. Mm. Unbelievable scenes.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. I just don't know Pete's opinion.
Yeah.
What's his opinion?
Well, yeah, maybe it's a bit dark.
Pete's dark.
Well, I don't know. No, he's not dark on it. But I think that it's like it's literally from my understanding of speaking to Pete about it. He was like, oh yeah, we I had said early on that I'm not really a phone calls person.
Yeah.
And Chelle sort of said, yeah, either am I. And so it's almost become a bit of a game.
Interesting. We should – I mean, that makes it even more fun for us to see if we can somehow get them on the line.
Can we do it together? It feels like we could do it for a special occasion.
Yeah.
Episode 400.
I'd love Peter to be here actually, you know on the show.
Do you know what's a funny idea?
What?
I've just had this idea now.
He's to be funny now.
He hasn't heard Chelsea's voice over the phone.
Ever.
The obvious thing to do is to have Chelsea on there. What about if we call Bree and get Bree's
got a pretty distinguishable voice though, I think. I mean, we need to hear Chelsea's voice and then find something, just a mimic. We have to just play it to Bree.
We either do it now or we can't do it. So we can't do it.
Oh, you're saying right now.
I was saying like right now.
Let's do this right now.
Okay. So
how do we do this?
So what logistically. Logistically.
This is pretty funny.
I think that what we could do is if I call.
It's a freeway call.
Or actually, Amy's not working this week. So is Amy a better bet?
She might be. What time is it?
Because Bree never answers my calls anymore.
I mean, you can just call Amy if you want.
Okay, stand by. All right, let's do this. Okay. So we'll.
So Amy has to pretend that she's Chelsea.
It's an okay use. Don't worry about anything, Mace, because what we'll do is don't worry about the – are you looking for the TRS cable? I don't know where that is. But what I'll do is we'll put them through a three-way.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
So I'll just call –
but it's going to come off your number. You need to put your number in private.
No, that's fine. I'm going to call Amy. But then because Pete, we want him to be like, oh, Josh is calling. And then he'll think, fuck, he's about to do
that's horrible. He's going to totally know it's a stitch-up.
No, the thing is the stitch-up is – he thinks it's Chelsea on the phone.
But he will see Josh Jansen calling, so why will he think?
Oh, I thought the funny bit was.
No, he has to think it's coming from a private number. That's the that can only.
He's never.
But that'd be weird. I wouldn't pick a private number.
Yeah, he's not.
But why is Chelsea calling from Josh Jansen's phone? I know
that's the whole funny thing because it's like, hey, Pete, guess what?
Because he knows we're setting him up.
That's the whole joke.
Okay, so you're saying, hey, I got Chelsea's number. Okay, yeah. I'm with you. Sorry. Catching up, boys. No, I get it. So you're actually going to be on the call. I thought it was going to be this eavesdropping on a conversation.
Absolutely.
Okay,
not.
Great. call my wife.
Do you think that is it funny still?
It's still funny. Yeah.
I'm sort of got a little bit of anxiety about it.
Yeah. I would be sus personally if I was getting it.
Well, he's going to be sus. That's the whole thing, but we're fucking with him.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, so I'm just going to call Amy.
Yes.
Amy's not going to answer, will she?
Hello.
Hi, darling.
It's
how are you?
It's Josh and Tommy here.
Yeah, how are you?
Good. How are you, boys?
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. We're working. And we need some help with the work that we're doing. We need you to pretend for us.
You're live on the air, by the way, if you didn't pick up on it.
We need you to pretend that you were a woman named Chelsea. And Chelsea is actually Peter Shepherd's girlfriend. And the thing is, Chelsea's never spoken to Peter on the phone.
It's just
outside. They've never actually had a conversation. They've been together for 3 years, but they've never spoken on the phone. So we're going to call and Josh is going to say, hey, Pete.
So what I'll do is I'll just say, hey, Pete, it's Josh. Oh, actually, give me 2 seconds and then I'll say that. Then I'll connect you up to the call.
I don't know how I'm going to pull this off because I don't know how she talks.
Yeah, if they have cute
nicknames
Pete
for
or,
each other.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think
she call herself Chel?
Yeah.
So hey, I reckon. Chel? Well, I think given the fact that Chel's called us legends, I think that you can say, Amy, hey, legend.
To Pete?
Yeah.
It'd be like me saying to Amy, hey, mate. She'd be on to me. She's like, what's wrong with you?
But they've never had a
you
phone
do that
chat
all
before.
The time.
Yeah, because I'm revving you up, darling.
Revving you up, mate. are we going to?
Yeah, let's just do it.
A bit nervous.
Okay, but what are you going to say, Amy?
I'm going to go, I feel like babe's a safe one.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
Oh, no, that sounds too much like Amy.
And I'll go, it's Chels.
Just go, hey, I think given that Chels hasn't spoken to Pete ever on the phone.
Yeah.
I think
maybe I'll just say hello.
Hello.
No.
Hello. This is weird. This is a bit weird. Say something like that. Just play into the weirdness of it.
Guess who? Or how about guess who, Pete?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, guess who? All right, go.
I'm not even going to say Pete.
Mason.
Guess who?
Mason.
Guess who it is?
Mason has actually is giving me anxiety with how nervous he looks about this whole thing.
I feel excited.
The real question is, have I got Pete's number? Yeah, I do.
Yeah. God, this could have been one of those moments.
Yeah. All right, so just stay on the line, Amy. So what happens if it goes to voicemail?
Covering my eyes, I'm nervous.
We have to just postpone.
Just postpone, completely get out, pull out?
Pull the eject.
Okay. All right, stand by, Amy. All right, hang on.
Yes. So I'll let you do the talking. You set it all up.
Yeah.
He could be on a coaching.
Oh, you've reached the voicemail of Peter Shepherd. You can leave your name and number. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Cheers.
I panicked. I just hung up. Amy?
He did?
Yeah, he didn't answer.
Oh, thank goodness, because I was really stressing out about whether I say that I'm on a work break or a uni break. So fantastic.
You hit too many details. If you're worried about details, drop all details.
So I think we have to wait for another day. We've got to think about some sort
Guys, the beauty, there could have been so much beauty in that.
Thanks, I'm Amy. Sorry,
but nice to talk to you, darling.
All right, love you.
Just a quick one.
Oh, yeah, to Amy.
Amos, do you think that's actually weird, though, that they haven't spoken? Like, what do you think?
Everyone's different. 100%. Everyone's different.
Well, actually, how long have they been together?
Only 3 years.
It would be weird for us. I don't know the dynamics of their relationship. Yeah. That's a very diplomatic answer.
I mean, you guys for the first couple of years were long distance. I think it would be extra. It sounds like a catfish story at that point. Long distance, never spoken on the phone, never actually met. Mm.
Yeah.
But I think if they're spending so much time together.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they are texting.
I'm sure Chelsea's
it's
really...
It's working for them if they've been together for 3 years.
Exactly. And I'm sure Chelsea's wrapped by the idea that she brought it to the show and let us sort of deconstruct it for at least 10 minutes. catch you, Amos.
Bye.
What was that laugh, Mason? Do you agree? Is it sort of...
Yeah, that was a bit awkward. Cringy.
Good cringe?
Yeah, good cringe.
I felt the excitement. I felt like I was about to rob somewhere. I don't know. I felt like I was about to commit some kind of crime. Yeah. Like a bit of adrenaline pumping in. You've never committed a crime?
Nah, never.
Okay. Yep. Anyway, if that's the same with you, like you're right. There are differing relationships and not standards, but just, you know.
Pete knew what was normal. Up. Me calling Pete, I feel like he's on.
You reckon he screened your call?
Absolutely screened. But he also doesn't answer calls. So he's probably anyway. News on, I don't think I've mentioned this in a while at all. Can you pass that texter there?
What about it?
Expo. Have I mentioned this at all or no? Just
what,
one of the...
For what? For what reason? What does people...
So we got a whiteboard and I was very upset that you got a brand of whiteboard markers that weren't working that well. And I'm just a big believer in Expo.
Not working that well? They were working perfectly fine.
But what I really love about the Expo low odor dry erase is its chisel. But something that's interesting about it is when I first got it, I was like, oh, man, this isn't what I remembered. It was because I was SRC president, student representative council. I did a lot of whiteboarding sort of stuff and it was my favorite whiteboard marker. When I first got it, I was so disappointed. I said, fuck you, Expo. Mm. I was quite aggressive about it. 97 thought it was quite funny because I had evangelized them. But over the last, what would you say, week? It has turned into an amazing, amazing whiteboard
You've
marker.
Broken it in. Mm. And to be fair, 50% of the packet, there was two in there, one of them was non-usable. Yeah. It was fucked.
Didn't even work.
I feel like that's a Woolies issue. So I got them from Woolworths.
It's not a Woolies issue.
It's actually Officeworks.
It's an Expo issue.
I got those them from Woolworths. These ones I got the from other Woolworths. Ones. This was an outrageous last-minute purchase. I was just literally walking along after you didn't allow me to get the Expo.
It's probably the most uncool thing that we're talking about.
Are we allowed to talk about the new office?
Well, there's some exciting things happening. It's super, super exciting.
I think that's a yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it is. I mean, how many times have you started speaking about something?
And then it didn't
happen? And just totally, it's happening, and then it just didn't happen. Has that happened to you a few times?
Not on a grand scale.
Yeah.
I try to wait until things are secured. Mm. But definitely, I'm sure there's people who like say, oh, I've got the job or whatever. Mm. Call the references.
I mean, there's a piece in people who are like waiting for contract signing, and then the whole shtick becomes about I've got this thing sort of in the works, mm. and then nothing's across the line. But it's amazing. Like there was one person I know, I won't mention them, that was going so hard on this opportunity that they'd taken. Mm. It never happened. Oh. And it's like they've got to face it and respond to the people that are constantly saying, because they bashed your ear about it, what, how's that thing going, mate?
Well, there was actually, I was listening to Colin and Samir. Mm. They talked about it. Colin talked about it where he went, their fellow podcasters in the States.
Yeah.
And Colin was talking about, he went to a family event and he had about five different people come up to him with five different things about like, oh, how's the, did you end up going skiing and that thing and doing that thing and yeah. doing that? And he was like, oh, fuck. I didn't do any of it.
Well, they're throwing darts. So the ideas and sort of the vision could be the darts mm. and not all of them are making it to the board.
Yeah.
And so there is a risk in that. But I don't think – I think we're pretty bloody close.
Mm. Yeah, we are. We have put in our offer. We signed the lease.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Nowadays it's like I'm always like this process seems like what's happening here? It's like, is this it?
It seemed way too easy, didn't it?
Well, it just seems like the steps. I thought there'd be more steps for some reason yeah. in obtaining a property that's three stories high and your own building.
We're in a skyscraper, basically. It's going to be
in our own skyscraper. Yeah. Anyway, we pretty much have a new HQ, mm. a new big oh, wow. media you company full, HQ.
I know you said the other day blowing your load. You literally just blew your load all over the screen. Well, you just announced the whole thing. You've done, which is cool. Yeah, we've got it's three store. Well, would potential. You say it's three or two? Thanks, 97. Potential yeah. is reining it in. Two or three?
I stories. Say three. It's got a garage that we'll drive into downstairs mm-hmm. that we can make a character of the
two
studio.
Two workspaces.
Walk upstairs, complete floor for our talk show, mm-hmm. the daily talk show.
Studio space.
Dedicated yeah. to it. Switch lights on, ready to go, live streaming. I'm fucking pumped.
I love what it people hang on to.
What is it?
The lights. Boom, they're on.
Yeah, lights, camera, action.
It's like, I like that that's like the, you've sold it in your head. Yeah, like, you yeah. know we've got lights here.
I know we've got lights, but it, yeah, I guess
but
the,
it doesn't
the bubble
have,
we're in.
Do you know what it does?
What doesn't it?
What this current space doesn't have yeah. that the other one does?
What is it?
A dimmer. Do you remember when you were younger? I was. A, yeah. It's a similar realm to wanting a waterbed.
Yeah.
Having a dimmer on your light. I remember going to people's houses being like, this is fucking yeah. magic.
Pretty easy to put a dimmer on.
I remember someone telling me that where it's yeah. like, oh, you know, I'm like, fuck, what sort of lights do you need for that? And like, oh, it's got nothing to do yeah. with the light. You're just controlling the current.
The new office has a dimmer.
Yeah, it's got a dimmer.
I'm used to now lying in bed. I've got a controller. So what they did was ceiling where the light was. Most old rooms just had one light that came down, lit yeah. the whole room. So they must have used the power, you know, the electricity running to that center point to install a fan, ceiling oh. fan, and in the ceiling fan is a light, and I've got a controller that I have next to my bed that I just hit the light on, hit the light off.
Did your landlord come over yesterday?
I know, got the date wrong. He was meant to come over.
So you cleaned the whole house and he didn't even come over?
We cleaned it, it's spotless, but now we've got a clean house.
Okay. Did you actually realize, like, or did you have to contact him and go, hey, are you coming over?
Amy,
I had a
fucked it. I've picked up Bodie. I'd clean with Amy. I'd gone to get the kid, mm-hmm. and I'm on the way home. She messaged me and says, "It's next week."
Okay,
and she just got the month wrong.
That's all right.
Because next week's a new month. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's going to happen. But the new office,
yeah,
top floor. We got to go through the floors. I like saying it's three floors.
Yeah. I think it's safer. I think three floors is hyperbolic and slightly yeah. It's, if you say two floors, then people can say, oh, fuck, that's actually three. You can't go the other way. I'm worried that you're going to say three floors. People aren't going to count the garage. They're going to go to the second floor and we're doing the tour and they say, how do you go upstairs?
We've got a floor. It's called ground floor.
Well, this is actually...
Some buildings don't count ground floor as...
Well, it's a contentious issue in regards to in the US, I believe they... one... is Ground,
okay.
I believe.
That's confusing.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you know anything about those details.
I'm getting in the elevator looking for the G, for ground.
Yeah. If you're going to ground,
first floor. Yeah, if I'm doing that, we've only got a two-floor joint.
So outside of the light, what else are you excited about?
I'm excited about our own headquarters. I mean, we're in a space here where there's businesses around, and it's been amazing, but this is just it's a
leveling up.
Yeah, it's essentially something that we're putting all our chips on us and going hard.
What are you excited about, 97? The shower?
The shower, yeah. It's exciting.
All right, Mr. Spears, settle down.
No, he mentioned the shower because – so if
there will be a squeegee in the shower though, a mini one that 3D Dill's made.
Yeah. I don't know how they'll go in the water actually.
It's not made for the water, bro.
We could actually – 3D Dill could make a squeegee holder in the shower. Yeah, what is it about the shower that excites you?
No, there's something appealing about riding the bike into work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not that I ride bikes.
Well, we've got the ground floor for you exactly, to park the bike.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Own dedicated bike space. And, have a shower at work and then, yeah.
Fuck, it's going to be a real disappointing.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if we didn't get it?
Moment of us talking and promoting that we're doing something and we don't get it.
Well, the issue was we thought, let's not talk about it until – it's all secured.
I'm pretty optimistic in most things I do. And it's, like I remember talking about potentially I'd got shortlisted down for this role. Haven't done it like this since, but I got shortlisted down to role. Even Shepparton, when I was in the running to get the radio gig in Shepparton. That's a huge move. My life was being uprooted and planted in a new spot.
Yeah.
Everything, new industry. And I got pretty close. I did a radio demo and then I was waiting around to hear more.
And did you tell people? What do you? I think the hint is good.
Big things are happening.
You could just say big things are happening, and then you just fucking scramble to find something big.
Yeah,
but worst case scenario, you leave the city with nothing. But you're like big thing. That was the big thing.
It was hard because I had a business. It'd be like us saying to our clients that we're about to move to a completely different industry. We can't ever do. We're not doing business with them because we don't offer that anymore. That's what it would be like.
Okay.
So I was a PT with clients and I'm like,
Yeah, sure.
Thinking to myself, I'm not going to be here in 2 weeks, three weeks crazy. Or whatever it was. So that was a huge thing. But I did tell people.
What about, so we sublease at the moment and Conspiracy Jimmy, the rat. Can you believe it?
Like, narc.
Absolutely narc. No, because Tommy's always criticised me of being loose lips, for instance.
I'm pretty sure you called yourself Loose Lips Jansen recently.
I think
probably from me calling you.
Yeah, I think it was me being funny.
It's one of the traits that I am least impressed within you.
But don't you like the honesty in it?
There's a level of honesty and you're not being malicious at all in what you do. So I'd tell you something. It's like, mate, just please. You're like, eh. And then it becomes a joke that you've gone and told people. Yeah. So yesterday we rock in and he knew he'd done a bad thing.
We hadn't signed the other lease.
We're closer now at this moment than we were at the point that this happened.
Mm. And so we hadn't signed anything. And then, what happened from there?
He front-footed it because I think he knew that it wasn't.
Conspiracy Jimmy has the office across from us.
Yeah, and they needing to expand, so he wants more space. Mm. And he told our landlord before we had told him that we're going to move.
Yeah, that's – you can't do that.
I was like, oh, no. Just because what it sets up the conversation to be, which it was completely fine. Mm. I went and said – I said, loose lips sink ships, and he just laughed.
But it could have been a risky move.
Of course, because I think there's like – you don't want to then be kicked out. It's like, oh, these guys are moving. So, no, we're going to get tenants now to fill this joint. So, rack off.
So, the thing that I'm most excited about is the studio will have –
lights.
It'll have lights, true. But it will also have microphones.
Yep.
But many microphones. Jules yesterday criticised this desk in regards to the interviewing or conversation, so the conversational experience that you have on the Daily Talk Show, that will be changed.
Yeah. Everything's going to change.
Lives, well, not everything. Well, that's hyperbolic.
Except our
– hyperbolic we say so much. Can you actually look up the word hyperbolic? just to
hype.
Well, I just feel like I use hyperbolic a lot in sort of varying ways, but being a bit.
You're exaggerating. Yeah, I know. But there's a lot changing.
Yeah. Well, one
we're
thing
to still be here, but it's just like the we came from doing an audio show into a video show. There was some growing pains there.
Can I tell them about the live stream?
Yeah.
We're going to start live streaming as well. Probably, I reckon, if we're moving, we're meant to get the keys on the 25th of April.
Yes.
If it all goes to plan. And then we're going to be doing a fit out. Well, slowly, where we sort of build a couple of fake walls. Sounds like just walls you can't trust.
Fake walls, hyperbolic. What the?
Deliberately exaggerated.
Yeah,
then that's exactly what we do.
The thing is, 97 looked up and eyeballed me when he said it, like he didn't even look it up, but you did.
I did, but I didn't know why you wanted to get it looked up. Okay. Anyway.
We were so confident that's what we do.
Yeah. So the live streaming stuff will eventually happen. We're at what, episode 313 right now. Yeah. So by 380, 390, we'll slowly send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com, if you like watching things as live streams, and because we'll do a bit of a beta test. Mm-hmm. So we'll start a list.
Times work?
Yeah, that would be good. Mm-hmm. What times work? But I think we even get a
I'll tell you when, for me.
When?
No, morning. I like first thing. But then I've got kid.
But the other factor, but then we can actually get them to view, because I reckon we'll probably do about 20 live streams before we actually put it out to the general thing.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I'm excited about a balcony with a barbecue on there.
Yeah.
And nice light, bright environment.
Across from a great Thai place.
Well, you've said it's the best Thai place in Melbourne, so if it doesn't hold up to that, super disappointed.
Do you have any this is a very admin-y episode. Any admin from you, 97? Dating, what's the update on the dates?
In progress.
Healthy?
Health, yeah.
Nice.
Okay. did we get an update? The last thing you did was you went for we talked about the walk and the cooking of the food and stuff. Mm. Okay.
I'm having deja vu from the first one.
Yeah. Okay, great. But no, can we get an official, like at some point, an official update from you? Can we put a date on that?
Mm. Well, if there's no update in 2 weeks, I think it's fair to say.
What sort of thing were you expecting in an official update?
It just has to be think about it. What I was thinking about your dating and my sort of annoyance to you, I could see it being an annoyance to you, but it's my sort of advice to you is get on the phone, actually speak. Like what I've articulated, I think about this outside of the show, by the way.
You're getting very good at sort of synthesizing it to a point where it could be Tommy's dating book.
Yeah, I think a lot. I care about him a lot. So if you need to actually act on what you are feeling, like what you are thinking. If you want to communicate with them, and you're feeling nervous about it, but the want is to actually communicate, do that.
But I think he is. Aren't you? Are you doing that at the moment or no? Yeah. Are you doing what you want to do, or are you holding back?
No, I'm doing what I want to do.
Yeah. So take it away from the
mood point.
Take it away from the text message or whatever you're doing. Yeah.
Get on the phone.
The dates.
Get on the phone.
Like actually hanging out, spending the time together, making it more than just the text. I've dated 50 girls on text.
Yeah.
If that's what you're doing, it's like
at once? That's a lot of text.
Definitely
messages.
Not at once, but just over my life. Like I remember the sort of trap you fall into on a text message. Like there's a bit of like, oh, but it's like doesn't mean shit.
What was that? For people who don't have any visuals.
Yeah.
I was what just, did you just oh, do?
You know, it's like you're feely, it's heightened. Like there's this sort of like excitement and it's great. Experience it, but it doesn't mean anything because it's just on the phone. This is like it's not human. Not the actual, all of the elements of communication, seeing, smelling, touching, feeling.
We had Craig Harper on. He spoke about his love language. 97, what's your love language? Do you know the different ones?
Nah, not really.
Can you bring it up?
I can. One of them is like, I mean, Craig brought up words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm. And then there's like
quality time, physical touch.
Yeah, physical
acts
touch.
Of service and words of affirmation.
Yeah, probably words of affirmation and maybe physical touch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
Mm, I love affection, so I'd definitely be. You can be a few in a few camps.
Yeah.
I like physical touch. Words of affirmation, definitely.
Yeah. I think I'm a.
You're a words of affirmation,
definitely.
Massively. You need to be told that you are doing
and quality time. I just want someone.
Quality time as well. Yeah.
Someone, if you can't be fucking all of them.
Yes. I'm definitely not acts of service.
Am I acts of service?
So
someone, is it that I like doing things for other people?
Yeah.
Mm. It's very specific to like fucking setting up your router and building your website.
Only technical shit.
Yeah. Acts of service, definitely not when it comes to like moving someone's place.
Handyman.
Like,
What was that? Handyman.
Handyman, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And there's the 3D deal stuff's moving along nicely as well.
Yeah. Guys, there's lots to be excited about. This is
three story. We're moving. We've got lights.
Yeah.
Anyway, there we go. It's a daily talk show.
We'll be back with Fat Fridays tomorrow, guys.
Mm-hmm. I think Derek is joining it. Scooter Derek, he's up the road on Easy Street where we are now. And I feel like we need to have as much hashtag quality time and words of affirmation with him before we move a kilometre.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. Anyway, see you tomorrow.
Bye.